The Vagabond Theater presents Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest at Veterans Auditorium, August 27th through August 31st. Tickets may be obtained by calling 431-3689 or by writing Post Office Box 914, San Francisco, California, 94101. It's 12 minutes before 12 o'clock at KSFO in San Francisco. A day, you know, when those were cooking spices.
Now time to see your Buick dealer.
It's good to know it's there when you need it. See the white pages of the telephone book for the address of the public finance office you prefer. Yeah. Partly cloudy skies are forecast. Probably some showers in the morning. Locally gusty winds. This is Ramsey Lewis.
That I can be happy to come home to. No matter if I roam across the country, through the mountains to the sea, I know this. San Francisco calling me. Don't give me no home with buffalo roam around the house. Just sit me by the bay and you'll find that every day it's reminding me this is the place to be. San Francisco calling me.
Francisco. Well, that about does it. I don't know when I'll get a chance to talk to you again. I hope it's soon. I wish Bobby Dale a speedy recovery. I'm Dean Weber, and I will talk to you later. Good night, Herb.
Night, Dean.
This is What's New, KSFO News, up to this very moment, presented by Winston. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Make your cigarette Winston.
And heats them right from the can. Rosarita knows just where to find the best Pinto beans. And they simmer them gently till they are perfect. The way Mama used to. Refried beans from Rosarita, like Mamacita used to make.
Okay. First of all, Hank Schramm's salmon report, which is late today. It's half my fault because I write it down on a piece of paper and then I proceed to lose it. You know, I get hundreds of them. Hank is off Stinson Beach. 5 to 25 salmon per boat is the rule today. It's flat calm out there, and the trend has been to catch fish in the afternoon on the afternoon tides. So they got fish already, and we'll get more before the day is over. Ed Brawley also reports a very large, stable wave, about 6 to 7 feet, maybe bigger. It's moving in. This is the kind of day that you separate the men from the boys out in serfdom. You don't realize what a 6-foot wave really is until you're lying flat, you see. That gives it perspective. It looks like Mount Tamalpais coming down on you when you're lying flat, because it's 6 feet up from ground level. And it causes you to cry mama and help, and your life flashes before your eyes 2 or 3 times. It's a great way to take your mind off your problems, surfing is, because the fear of death will, put everything into perspective.
Announcing an amazing new beauty discovery.
In the Inventor's Corner, someone sent in his invention, which is a new baby food. It's half orange juice and half garlic. It not only makes the baby healthier, but it's easier to find him in the dark. I don't think that'll fly.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would.
Trini Lopez, that's from his new country and western LP. And Sherwood picked up on Devil Woman. He played that this morning. And so I played this not to have the same one. Trouble is, when he gets onto a record, I have to kind of back off a little bit. It's 14 minutes after.
Things extraordinary come from Borden Dairy. Cottage cheese and ice cream, that's as good as it can get. And milk so fresh the cows ain't even missed it yet.
Oh, boy. You be sure now and get some of that. Oh, cottage cheese is what it is. It's Borden's. It's got to be good. Plenty of delicious varieties, too, such as pineapple, chive, low-fat, fruit salad. You like Borden's cottage cheese because if it's Borden's, it's got to be good. Sociologists now tell us that the authority of the American husband increases in his family as his education and wealth increases. That's what sociologists tell us, and I just throw it out, kind of ponder on it. I don't know whether I subscribe to that or not. I'll find out what my wife thinks about that statement, and I'll check back with you. Quarter after. Your savings do better at Bayview, because Bayview sees that you earn every day on every dollar in your account from the day you save to the day you withdraw, whether it's weeks or years. Bayview pays you the highest rate that any insured safe institution can pay. Currently 5% a year on passbook savings. Remember, there's no way to qualify. Save 9 days or 900 and earn in full for every single day. Around here, only Bayview figures your earnings that liberal way. So start now. Bayview, your savings do better. Al Newman, how was your vacation?
Oh, I'm getting my teeth straight right now, Carter. I just smashed my pipe against the microphone.
Oil. Well, it'll get your attention.
How was my what?
Your vacation.
Why do people ask me about my vacation? I haven't had one. Somebody came in and said, gee, did you have a good vacation? I've been here, folks.
Well,
I've been here.
You had a vacation from me.
That's right. My vacation from you is very nice.
The reason why I have asked you to make a personal appearance here on my program...
Yes, Mr. C.
...is to get some of the information about your new dramatic effort that Sorkin is programming. I was going to say perpetrating.
Perpetrating is better.
Programming now.
The Shakespearean Art Players?
Yes.
KSFO Shakespearean Art Players.
What is the gist of it?
We're doing Prince Al of Terralinda and Brother Tinius of Burlingame. We're trying to overthrow the Queen of Burlingame. It sort of parallels in a strange way. It goes roundabout and bites you on the leg, as Pete says, Hamlet.
Well, it's kind of a parody.
It's all done in blank verse, Shakespearean blank verse.
Well, is it written? It isn't?
No, it isn't. Well, we just make up the plot each day, and we record it ahead of time. And so far, we have met the gatekeeper, who sounded like Shimon, we all know. And there has been the court jester, who was a little strange.
Yeah.
Sir Snake was his name.
I see. In other words, this isn't a family show.
Oh, it's a very good show. Next, we meet the ghost. The ghost, we go up to the castle, and we see the ghost, and he tells us what to do, because the queen has, she's taken over power. By killing off the king.
Uh-huh.
So it's very interesting, Carter.
When is it on?
It's theatrical. I think Dan plays it around 5:15 if we ever record any more of them.
In other words, it's kind of droned off already?
No, we've got some good mail on it. One said hiss, the Shakespearean Theater. And
well, now the newspaper said the mail was very poor on it.
It said zilch, didn't it? We've had about 3 letters on it so far.
Three
we
letters.
Figured that's very good.
I, thinking back on the Walter Brennan Theater and the response we got to that, I think you're doing well.
Yeah, that's right. We had two on that one.
Yeah.
Happiness is many things to many people.
And remember, reservations, dial 397-5537. That's the phone number in San Francisco. Chance of rain. Through this evening, turning fair tomorrow. I should have predicted the rain because I polished my car for the first time in 3 years, just in time for the rain to come. And It's amazing there's any finish left at all. Just a tad. Temperatures in the valleys will be about 90 today, which is revised upward a little bit from the earlier weather forecast. That's very polite and very nice. Chet Atkins from his latest and blue guitar. Stand by for a big question from your Coca-Cola bottler. The question is, how would you like to win an expense-paid trip for two to the Olympics in beautiful Mexico City? Then you'd be able to enter your Coca-Cola bottler's exciting Olympic sweepstakes, because that is the grand prize. And there'll be two grand prize winners in the Bay Area. Now, this free trip for two includes transportation, food, lodging, and tickets to the Olympic Games from October 12th through the 20th. Nine exciting days, eight glorious nights. And even if you don't win the grand prize, you can win a large San Francisco poster suitable for framing. So have a Coke, that swinging refreshment with the taste you never get tired of. And while you're feeling refreshed and at your best, you hurry to the store where you shop for Coca-Cola or Fresca in the Bay Area and look for the free entry blanks for full details, or write Box 46, San Francisco. Hurry now, you haven't got too much time. September 7th is the closing date. No purchase required. Let's all go to Mexico, as they say, and the Olympics. Mexico City is a fascinating place. One of the places I would like to visit once I get organized. It is continually sinking, you know. It has an under core of mud. And so every once in a while, they'll have to reface statues and so forth to prop it up. The city continues to sink. And it's a nice place to visit in that when you come back two or three years later, everything is a little smaller. It provides a kind of a, you know, different scene all the time. Enough said.